From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, January 26, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Richard Moody is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. Democrat Gareth Rhodes is calling on U.S. Representative John Faso to return campaign donations he received from the Political Action Committee affiliated with U.S. Representative Patrick Meehan of Pennsylvania. Meehan is accused of sexual misconduct and is alleged to have used taxpayer funds to confidentially settle a complaint filed by his former aide. Faso, a Republican from Kinderhook, took the money from the PAC, Patriots leading a majority. Rhodes campaign spokesman Will Burns said, and I quote, Representative Faso claims to support changing Congress' sexual harassment protocols, yet he still holds on to thousands of dollars in contributions from Representative Meehan's office. Keeping these contributions sends an unacceptable message and calls into question Representative Faso's dedication to rejecting a culture that has allowed sexual harassment to go unchallenged in the halls of Congress and our nation for far too long, end quote. Rhodes is one of six candidates in the June 26, 19th Congressional District Democratic primary. The winner of that race will face off against Faso in November. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Audrey Mattot is reporting for the Greenville Pioneer. Greenville Highway Superintendent Terry Williams was arrested and charged with third-degree menacing following a dispute at the town highway garage, according to the New York State Police in Catskill. Williams allegedly threatened an unidentified part-time highway employee, grabbing the employee by the clothing. No charges have been filed against that employee, and it remains unclear what led to the altercation. Following the incident, the employee filed a complaint with the state police, which resulted in Williams' arrest. Both Williams, 67, and Greenville Town Attorney Tal Rapulet declined comment about the alleged incident. Williams is scheduled to appear in Greenville Town Court on January 31st. The case may be moved to another jurisdiction due to a potential conflict of interest. As an elected official, Williams continues to serve as highway superintendent. The Greenville Town Board has no legal authority to discipline or remove Williams from the position, even if he were to be convicted of the misdemeanor. Williams was first elected in November 2015 and began serving his second term on January 1st. And you can read that full story in the Greenville Pioneer. Caitlin Limbo is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The American Red Cross has issued a critical blood shortage warning for the Mid-Hudson Valley following the discovery of a nationwide deficit of more than 16,000 units. Patty Corvia, New York 10 Blood Services Region's communications director, said on January 24th, and I quote, "We are reaching out on every media we have, as well as calling donors directly to see if they will donate," end quote. A spokesperson for the Red Cross said blood drives are being canceled or shortened due to the weather. The organization is in need of red blood cells, platelets, and plasma, and those with A negative, B negative, or O blood type are encouraged to make a power red donation. The Red Cross was unable to provide an estimate of how long the blood shortage is expected to last. People are asked to call 1-800-RED-CROSS to donate or visit redcross.org. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, Brendan J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed an order on January 25th allowing children between the ages of 2 and 18 to receive flu shots from pharmacists. The governor's office said patients of children between the ages of 6 months and 2 years are still encouraged to see their primary care provider for the vaccination. Cuomo's decision was prompted by the catastrophic flu season that has seen more than 25,000 cases documented across the state, including nearly 8,000. And confirmed in the past week alone. Tips for stopping the spread of the virus and limiting exposure include: wash your hands often with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds to protect yourself from germs and avoid spreading them to others. Carry an alcohol-based hand sanitizer to use when soap and water are not available. And choose a product with at least 60% alcohol, and do not cough or sneeze into your hands. Instead, cover your mouth and nose with a tissue. People with the flu are infectious to up to 7 days after the symptoms begin. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 33 degrees. For Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 22. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, sunny with a high near 48 degrees. Saturday night, showers are likely, mainly between 9 p.m. and 3 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 35 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of rain and snow showers before 7 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m. It will be partly sunny on Sunday with a temperature high near 46 degrees. And for Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 26. Sunrise today was at 7:14 a.m., and the sun will set at 5 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 26th day of January 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.